we're here speaking today with Brian McDermott, and it's just we're slightly above here Cooley Cross, or below, I'm not too sure. We're in here. Brian has constructed a fantastic sepulchre to cooking. It's actually a log cabin, and it's for demonstrations of cooking and all the rest. So we're going to ask Brian now what his plans are for the future.
Well, the plan so far is to get it up and going as quick as I can. As you can see, we're still working away here in the background. Tools lying all over the place, Pat, as you can see.
Yes.
We're getting the water switched on out the back just this minute, so if you get soaked, we might have to ship here.
Well, the
plan would be just to, again, attract local people here to it and to showcase local produce, a wee bit of growing in line with yourself and some herbs and lettuce and light salad stuff, things like that, encourage people to get growing. And more importantly, get them cooking and give them the necessary skills to allow them to do that, just to improve their nutrition, their well-being, and their overall, how they're going to feel good about their food again.
Well, that's brilliant. This is a fantastic project. And here's somebody actually sawing in the background there. It's either they're trying to get through or it's a very late customer.
I just hope it's not the water trying to get through. I think it's the finishing touches there, all right.
So how would you describe it here? What have you got in the building itself? It's a lovely bit of construction and all pure wood. When you see around, it's just that's what you get, that lovely feeling of warmth from the wood.
It is. I like the feeling it gives. It's a lovely, bright, airy atmosphere about it. And this is the what I would call it. The bottom half of the studio as such, because it will double up as also a TV studio for the production of recipes for online stuff as well. So it's about 8.5 metres by 5 metres width, so it's quite a big space. And half of that, as you see, is dedicated to the studio or the seating area where people can come in and sit and watch the demonstrations. And then as we move up into the second half of it, you'll see that predominantly then is the demonstration kitchen. So to the forefront of that would be our gas hob, which will allow us to demonstrate most of the cooking. And then behind that at eye level is our both our ovens and our stainless steel fridge there in the middle. And it's done with a mixture of nice dark wood lending itself into the light wood that is the log cabin itself.
And it's beautifully lit as well, which has given a lovely atmosphere. You can imagine this at night as well. There's a kind of almost like a restaurant effect there. It's beautiful.
Lovely, the lighting's nice. I think the lighting's very important as well. And then again, the lighting's only on about an hour now as we speak, so we haven't seen it at night time yet, so there'll be a bit of playing around to be done with
and
that.
And this filming, have you done much filming before with the for the...
We've done a good bit at the moment. We've done a number of documentaries and nationwide stuff, and I've done some stuff for the BBC, which is up online as well. And now, funny enough, tomorrow morning, the cabin here will get its first project. We have a French-German TV company on their way as I speak. They'll be here tomorrow morning to record. We're basically going to gather up a group of males who've been interested in some cooking here locally with myself. We're going to go to the local harbour in Greencastle, and there's a few boats due in tomorrow morning, and we'll select some prime fish that comes off the boats, and we'll bring it back to the cabin here and we'll cook it for this group of men. So again, we'll showcase local produce, and that will all be filmed to go out on French-German TV now in the autumn time. So that's we're looking forward to that in the morning.
Well, that's grand. I see, and hopefully I'll get an invite to that as well, Brian.
I think you'll be here, Paddy.
Well, I put my name down anyway. But, so it's lovely to first interview in the lovely chef place there. So we're looking forward to that tomorrow.
Great.
Just in the nick of time.
Oh,
brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
I was doing the state man there, which is very unusual for me. I decided to give you the limelight.
Anybody else opening up anything?